this is a country that is based on free speech. But when it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims, but may be perceived to be Muslims, and they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we see that, we will take action. That I think we have, yes, we have charged 225 defendants with hate crimes offenses over the last 6 years, most of those in the last 3 years. Since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. I think, sadly, that number is going to continue. I think it's important, however, that as we again talk about the importance of free speech, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. So I want that message to be clear also.